Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For now, you can request a mail-in ballot for the July runoff elections if you claim you're disabled because you're not immune from coronavirus.
An appeals court has blocked elections administrators from rejecting requests for mail-in ballots until a lawsuit is settled over whether COVID-19 is a disability. Collin County Elections Administrator Bruce Sherbet says when his office gets a request for a mail-in ballot and the box is checked for disability, he isn't allowed to ask what the disability is.
There's not a line that the voter says disability and here's my disability. By law, we have really one thing that we can do, and that's the only thing we do, is accept valid requests for mail ballots that come in.
The central case over the mail-in balloting for the July runoff elections is already being appealed to the Supreme Court of Texas. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.